feeling is good. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he is ready to hold campaign rallies, telling Fox Business News that he's feeling really good, even perfect, despite his recent COVID-19 diagnosis, for which he spent time in the hospital. Back at work in the White House, Trump did not indicate when or where he might have contracted the virus, but he mentioned a recent Rose Garden event announcing his new Supreme Court nominee and a meeting with military families. He said family members often want to kiss and hug him, and that he can't tell people to back up or to stand 10 feet away. While being treated for COVID-19, Mr. Trump received an experimental antiviral cocktail made by Regeneron, and through a compassionate use exemption, the safety and effectiveness of the drug have not yet been proven. More than a dozen White House staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. President Trump also said Thursday that he now sees really good odds of reaching a deal with congressional Democrats on a new round of coronavirus stimulus to boost the battered U.S. economy. It's a reversal from his stance earlier this week. He said talks are productive on both assistance for airlines and $1,200 checks for workers. This after he ended negotiations with congressional Democrats on Tuesday, saying the stimulus package would have to wait until after the November 3rd election. As politicians and business leaders complained and the stock market dropped, Trump switched gears and called for Congress to immediately pass standalone legislation to extend aid to airline workers and small businesses. Economists say a new round of government support is critical to prevent a wave of layoffs and bankruptcies and provide support for the unemployed. The Labor Department reported Thursday that new applications for jobless benefits held at the very high level of 840,000 last week, and more than 25.2 million people in the U.S. remain on government